Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's aunt. Lack of aid in Puerto Rico not a problem with Washington. By Hannah Blow on June 12, 2021. A woman who identified herself as Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's DNY aunt, outside of the representative's grandmother's home in Puerto Rico, refused to blame former President Trump's administration for the lack of aid in Puerto Rico, according to a report from the Daily Mail. According to the outlet, which tracked down the Congresswoman's 81-year-old grandmother's home, a woman outside of the home identified herself as the Democrat's aunt, adding, "We don't speak for the community. We are private people, we don't talk about our family," the woman told the outlet, which added, ironically for AOC. She also refused to blame former President Donald Trump for thousands of Hurricane Maria victims being unable to get money to repair shattered homes. "In this area, people need a lot of help. Many people have needed it for the past 4 years and haven't had anything," she said. "It's a problem here in Puerto Rico with the administration and the distribution of help. It is not a problem with Washington. We had the assistance and it didn't get to the people," she continued. The outlet's conversation with Ocasio-Cortez's aunt follows the New York Democrat's controversial tweet earlier this month, which contained images of her abuela's home. "Just over a week ago, my abuela fell ill. I went to Puerto Rico to see her, my first time in a year plus BC of COVID," Ocasio-Cortez wrote in the June 2 tweet. "This is her home. Hurricane Maria relief hasn't arrived. Trump blocked relief dollar for PR. People are being forced to flee ancestral homes, and developers are taking them," she added. Some were quick to point out what others have described as her seemingly lavish lifestyle. "Honey, you drive a Tesla and have 2 apartments. If your grandmother is living poor, that's because you don't help her out," Florida Republican congressional candidate Laverne Spicer remarked. "I'm surprised that a socialist wouldn't redistribute that wealth to their grandma. Sad." Daily Wire columnist Matt Walsh responded, writing, "Shameful that you live in luxury while allowing your own grandmother to suffer in these squalid conditions. You don't even have a concept for the role that first-gen, firstborn daughters play in their families. My abuela is okay. But instead of only caring for mine and letting others suffer, I'm calling attention to the systemic injustices you seem totally fine with in having a U.S. colony," Ocasio-Cortez responded. Ocasio-Cortez later added, "I want to be clear. While Trump admin had a major role, it wasn't just them and said her abuela is doing okay.